Now, last week in the earlier part of Ephesians 3, we saw how God's desire for all of us is to see the inner man strengthened and controlled and comprehending God's love and filled by the Holy Spirit. And then God appropriately finishes the thought here by saying that all those things are possible because these next two verses explain to us about God's unlimited ability and power. Yes, sir? Ephesians 3. Yep. So God is able to do anything, and therefore it is possible for the inner man to grow and be what God wants him to be. So here in Ephesians 3, beginning in verse 20 this evening, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So exceeding abundantly above. Let's pray. Lord, use your word in our hearts this evening. Thank you for it. And we love you, and we pray that, Lord, we would be changed as we reflect on these things tonight. Give us your presence now and guide us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Able. That's a key word there, isn't it? Unto him that is able. You know, David conquered Goliath through a God that's able. And Gideon conquered the multitude with 300 through a God that's able. And Jeremiah, if you go to Jeremiah 32, verse 17, he believed that we serve a God that is able, because we do. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above. And that is, I believe, a critical part of us as believers in Jesus Christ growing in our faith, is living that truth. It's one thing to say, I believe it in my head. It's another thing to go forward and by faith live the fact that God is able to do anything exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So that when we ask, we believe that's the God that we serve, and He is able. Notice Jeremiah 32:17. Jeremiah said, O Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee. That's where God wants us to be. There is nothing too hard for God, because God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Go, if you would, over to 2 Timothy. The Apostle Paul talked about the ability of God to keep our salvation. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Paul said, For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Notice he said, he was persuaded that God is able. And that's what he's saying here in Ephesians, that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. You know, when the three Hebrew children were about to be cast into the fire, there in the book of Daniel, and they were told, were given one last opportunity. If you right now will fall down and worship the false god, we won't cast you into the fire. And they, you know what they said? They said, our God is able to deliver us from the furnace. And the next verse says, but if not, we still aren't going to serve your gods. And I'm paraphrasing. But they said, we know our God is able to deliver us. We don't know that He will necessarily. It may be His will for us to go to heaven and die today. We know He's able to do it. And so we're going to do the right thing and trust the Lord. And that's where we need to be, knowing that God is able to do anything, but He is sovereign and will do His will in our lives. And I think Paul wants us to get this, that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Go over to Romans 4, if you would. And again, we'll use another example, this time from the life of Abraham. And Abraham, remember, was given the great promise that he would have descendants, and those descendants would form a great nation, and we've been studying that in Sunday school. But notice in Romans 4:21, talking about Abraham, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. God blessed him for it. Now, was Abraham perfect? No. We know what happened with Ishmael and so forth. But God's holding him up as an example here and saying, here's someone who believed that what God promised, he was able to keep his promises. That's what faith is all about, isn't it? That's why Jesus said, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Matthew 21:22. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing. That's the key word there, believing. Because doesn't the Bible say in Hebrews 11, without faith, it's impossible to please God? That's what Paul's saying here. God wants us to bring Him glory, we'll talk about that in a minute, by believing He's able to do anything. Because He is. But it's trusting and going forward believing that versus just, again, believing it in our heads. And so no matter what our struggle is, no matter what our burden is, no matter what our trial is, no matter what our prayer request is, God is able to take care of it. Go over to Luke chapter 1. The Lord Jesus Christ talked about this unlimited power. Luke chapter 1. Sorry, it wasn't Jesus speaking here. It was the angel that came unto Mary. And notice what the angel said in verse 37. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Very simple, short verse. But we get the point. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Paul said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above, God wants us to believe in that power. He goes on to say, back in our passage, Ephesians 3:20, according to the power. What power is that? The power that worketh in us. And so this unlimited, infinite power of the Creator of the universe is the same power that works in us. Isn't that amazing when you think about it? It's not a separate power. It is the same power that worketh in us. What did God say to the disciples in Acts chapter 1? Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, and so forth. Where's that power? It comes from God. When we're born again, the Holy Ghost moves in. And who's the Holy Ghost? God. We become the temple of the living God. The one with infinite ability to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Now if you would go to Micah chapter 3 and verse 8. Again, we'll read about this power that worketh in us. Micah chapter 3, verse 8. Where Micah says here, Micah, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah. Notice he says, truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Paul said unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The Bible tells us, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So, God is telling us, yes, He saved us, praise God, He's indwelt us, and He's telling us He wants to bless us even more than we could even imagine. Exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. That's an amazing promise, isn't it? That if we'll just believe, God promises exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. That's the God that we serve. That's how much He wants to bless us. If we'll just be obedient to Him and have faith in Him, He wants to do these things. Because look at verse 21 of our passage. It brings glory in the church by Christ throughout all ages. What could bring more glory to God than faith in Him? Think about it. When we get saved, that brings God glory, doesn't it? Because what we're saying is, God is right. God died for me. God loved me. And I'm going to accept His plan of salvation. That brings Him glory. And when we trust Him for miracles in our lives, that brings Him glory. Glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." That's God speaking to us, saying, "Here I am. I'm God. I can do anything. Ask." Didn't Jesus say, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." And I see this as God saying to us, I want you to believe that I can do anything. Go, if you would, to Matthew 9, where Jesus Christ healed a man. Now, we all know there's no question about the power of Jesus Christ. He is God. Look at verse 27 of Matthew 9. It says, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed Him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when He was come into the house, the blind men came to Him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto Him, Yea, Lord. Then touched He their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you." Now, did Jesus have the power to heal the blind men either way? Of course. He's God. He can do anything. So why ask the question? Because that's the important part, isn't it? It's the faith. Believe ye that I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord, we believe you. Okay, you're healed. God's saying to us here in this passage in Ephesians, do you believe I can do anything? Do you believe I can solve this issue, heal this thing, resolve this trial, whatever it might be? Do you believe? Yes, Lord, okay. I'll do it in my timing, I'll do it according to my will, but I will take care of it, because that's what God does. That's how God is, because He's able. Go to 1 John chapter 3, please. I know we have a lot of scriptures tonight, and I apologize, but it's a great truth. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Because these promises are qualified, He says, "Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him." We could just stop right there. Start our own cult. But we have to take it in context. Because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Paul is speaking to God's children, but he's speaking to God's children who want to live obedient lives. And he's saying to us, He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Go to Hebrews 7, please, verse 25. Maybe just a couple more. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. We'll see that word able again. "Wherefore, He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them." This is where it all began for us, isn't it? It's one thing to believe that Jesus died on the cross. It's one thing to believe that He rose again, but you got to believe that He's able to save you from hell. And that's what it says. He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. Jesus is able to save us. That's where it started for us. We believed that truth and we asked Him to save us, and He saved us. But then as we progress in our Christian lives, sometimes we forget about that power. The power that covered us with the blood of Jesus, forgave us all of our sins, rescued us from hell, redeemed us, gave us a home in heaven, gave us eternal life. That power that we believed in on that day, God says the power is still there. Matter of fact, now it's inside of you. So believe that He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, and it brings Him great glory when we do. The lack of faith of the Israelites is one of the things that upset God in the Old Testament. Not believing God. And it's still true today. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6. We need to believe that He's able. And it almost sounds too simplistic, but let's face it. We are frail. We are weak. And the devil is real. And he sneaks in there into our thought life and says, yeah, I know you want to believe God can do that, but God can't do that one. That one's too complicated, too difficult. Whatever. So which do we believe? Do we believe the devil? Or do we believe God's Word? Do we believe He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think? Or do we believe He's limited somehow? So which one brings God glory when we believe? And let's finish with that verse I quoted, Matthew 21:22, because Jesus put that word in there, that key word. I'm talking about believing God and trusting God in our prayer lives. If you had to circle one word in this verse, it'd be the word believing. Notice He said, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. That's a key point, isn't it? The believing part. And that's what Paul's emphasizing in this passage. Do we believe that He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think? I believe as we do believe it, God will show Himself for the powerful, loving God that He is.